Hello guys, this is your girl Elon with Change is Love. Thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is why me or why not me? So this is based off of my personal experience when I was going through a rough patch in my life. Not saying that I'm still not, but you know, it's exciting to see myself go through it and grow through it. 7 years ago, I was faced with a life-changing event, and I didn't know how to deal with it. So I thought that suicide was the best thing. I didn't think that anyone could love me, or I was worthless. I didn't deserve life. I don't know how many people listening can resonate with what I just said, but depression is very real. I remember going to see a psychiatrist and talking about all the things that was going on with me. Some things that I couldn't control, some things that I could. And I remember sitting, you know, in the chair and just crying for hours. I wasted a lot of money in therapy. And I remember sitting back one day, and I was at my kid's dad's mom's house, well, their grandmother's house. And she knew that I was suicidal. She knew that I had a lot going on. So she took my car keys and she hid them. But she had a habit of hiding them in, you know, places that was very obvious. And I've known her for, like, you know, at this point, 3 years I've known her. And I'm like, okay, I know where she put my keys. I'm tired of this. I'm leaving the house. I'm gonna go. You know, so I go in her room, I look in her jewelry box, oh, voila, there's my keys, right? So I sneak out of the side door while everybody's in the front yard playing, whatever, and I drive off and I see them chasing after my car, my kids, dad included. And I remember going around this curve, and it was like 15 miles per hour, and I remember my foot being on the gas, and my foot felt so heavy. And I remember thinking about a million and one things that was going wrong in my life at the time. And as I was going around this curve, I put my head down and I let go of the steering column. My foot was still on the gas. And I remember just crying. And I remember asking God, why me? You know, why me? And I remember, you know, I was thinking to myself, there's a big oak tree and I know it's near. I'm going to hit it and I'm just going to end it all. And nobody would ever remember me in a couple of years. And it won't matter. I had two children. Well, I still have two children. But I have two children. And at that time, my son was only 4 months. My daughter was two. And I remember thinking about them. And I was like, they're better off without me. I might as well just end this now. And in the process of me, with, you know, letting go of the steering column and crying and having my head down, I felt the car jerk. And I was for sure that I hit the tree. But when I lift up my head and I opened up my eyes, I couldn't believe that my car was sitting in front of the tree. And my foot was still on the gas. And when I tried to put the car in park, I tried to turn the car back on, I realized the car was still on. And I couldn't believe it. I was an inch away from hitting that tree. And I sat up in a car and I just cried. And I thought about my life. And I thought about all the things that I was going through. And I thought about the things that was driving me insane. And I sat there and I cried and I cried and I cried. And I remember just talking to God and I'm telling him or whatever it is that you guys believe in, her, it. But I remember telling God, I don't deserve to live. I don't deserve it. And I remember asking God, why me? Why does bad things always happen to me? I'm such a good person. I've made mistakes. I have my flaws. But I'm a good person at heart and I deserve better in life. My children deserve better than me in life. Just let me die. And I kept saying, why me? And I remember just hitting the steering column over and over and over again. And as I'm hitting the steering column and I'm crying and I'm asking God again, why me? Why me? Why me? Over and over and over again. And I remember hearing this voice. It was just as clear as I am talking to you. And it says to me, why not you? And I paused and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I just knew I was going crazy. I knew I was having one of my episodes. I just knew it. I looked around the car. I looked out the windows. I see nobody. I turn the car off and I just sit there and I hear the voice again say, why not you? And I cried and I started thinking, why not me? You know, what is this teaching me? What lesson is there for me to learn? Why am I having this pain? And I remember just sitting there and I was in tears. Then my phone rang and it was my godbrother. He called me and he said, what you doing, sis? I said, nothing. Nothing at all. I said, I found my car keys. I was just going out for a drive. He said, oh yeah, come over and see me. I said, all right, I'm on my way, T. So I go over to his house, which was only about 10, 15 minutes away from where I was. And he hops in my car and he said, what's up, sis? I said, nothing. He said, you been crying? I said, yep. He said, okay, let's go somewhere. And I said, okay. He said, I'm going to tell you where to go. Just follow directions and keep up because I know you don't pay attention to the road. I laughed and I said, you know, right? So he takes me to this abandoned park. They had taken all the swings and stuff out. And it was just dark. And he's like, pull in here. And I remember it being so dark except for one area. And we parked underneath the light. And he said, get out the car. And I said, I don't feel like it. He said, get out the car. So I turned my phone off because my kid's dad kept calling me. Set the phone down. I get out the car. He sit on the hood of my car and I sit next to him and I'm looking straight with nothing but tears in my eyes. And he's looking up at the sky and he says, sis, you see that? And I say, nah, T, what you talking about? He said, that star. And I said, what star? He said, that one, the brightest one in the sky. And I said, oh yeah, it's pretty. It's really pretty. He said, do you know which one I'm talking about? I said, yeah, that one over there to the right. He said, no, the one over here to the left, right in between those two stars that looks or appears to be very bright, but that one right in the middle that keeps blinking. And I looked and I said, yeah, I see it. What about it? And he looked at me and he said, Alon, you remind me of that star. And I said, really? The dimmest star in the sky, I remind you of something that don't even stand out to people. Not something that people are looking for. Not something that wows them. And he says to me, he says, that star was the first thing that I saw when I got out the car. He said, I was drawn to it. He said, you know, you remind me of that star. He said, because no matter how dim that star is on the outside, on the inside, it shines so bright that I can still see it, even though the outer appearance is losing its luster. And he looked at me and he said, you remind me of that star. You may not feel your best right now. You may not look your best right now, but on the inside, you are the best. You outshine anybody that you come in contact with. You could be in the room full of people and people will still notice you. He said, your presence is everything. He said, you are a beautiful person inside and out. He said, and what you're going through right now is just a season, but you will get through it. And I looked at him and I remember just crying my heart out because what he said to me, it did not resonate at the moment. It did not describe how I felt. And he held me and he asked me the same question that I had been asking God, why not you? And I looked at him and I said, I don't want it to be me. I've gone through so much in my life that I don't want it to be me. I'm tired of fighting. I just want to be free. I want to be normal, just like everybody else. I don't want to have problems. I want to love my children. I want to be free. I want to be the best version of me possible. And he looked at me and he said, do you not believe that you are? Do you not believe that you can't love your children? Do you not believe that you are worthy of someone's love? And I looked at him and I said, no. And he told me, he said, I love you. And I always will, despite what is going on with you. Every time I think back on the 7 years ago, sitting at the park in Georgia with my godbrother T, I think about what he did for me. He helped me see a lot of myself that I did not see or what I refused to see. And it was hard. And that is one of my most emotional stories, telling people, because had he not been there that night, I probably would have killed myself. But at that moment, I realized that there were some changes that I needed to make in my life. There were some things that I needed to do in my life. There were some things that I needed to get rid of in my life. And that's when I set off on another journey in my life. And I said, I want to live, and I want to live my life to the fullest. And there is nothing or nobody that could ever hold me back. And I started to love myself more. And I started to hug myself a little more. And I started to love my children a little more. And anything outside of that didn't matter. People's views of me, what people said about me, didn't matter. All that mattered was that I was healing and I was going to be happy by any means necessary. Because I never wanted to hear myself say again, why me? When I'm faced with things in life that may be unpleasant, when I'm faced with things in life that may be uneasy, when I am faced with things in life that may be hard, I always ask myself, why me? What is the purpose of this? What is the meaning of this? And my goal is to find it out. Figure out what it is that is causing me to go through this despair. Find out what is causing me to go through so much pain at the moment and fix it, make it work in my favor. Because fear can't win. Hate can't win. I had to learn to grow into situations and turn them for me, for the better, for me and my children. So whoever is listening, understand that life happens. Things happen. We all may get depressed. We all may get down. We all may think about suicide. We all may think that our lives are worthless or meaningless. But in the end, it's not. Like, we're here for a greater purpose. I look back at it and I say, had I taken my life, where would my children have been? Who would have loved them the same way that I do? Nobody. Because I'm their mother. And I have their back when nobody else does. And I'll do things for them that nobody else will. And I will love them unconditionally because I know nobody else will. This world that we live in, especially today, is no friend to no one. I want my children to know that they are loved, that they are cared for, that they have me. And for the ones who listen, understand that your life has purpose. It has a meaning. Your story may change somebody else's life. Your story may help someone overcome something. Your story may open up the doors for someone who has had doors shut on them all their lives. Someone out there is listening to you, knowing that they are not alone, and seeing where you are today, knowing that you went through all the beautiful things that happened. Yes, I call them beautiful, because today, those things molded you to who you are today. Someone is watching that flower be watered and watching it grow. We are blessings. We are all filled with a purpose. What we do in life is a gift to someone else in need. Sow your seed, water it, live life, be happy. Stop worrying about what the fuck other people think about you and just do you. Be you, be happy, be true. It's not that hard. That's all I have. Thank you guys for listening to me. Again, this is Changes Love. Share if you have enjoyed this episode. Hopefully my story was able to touch someone's heart, touch someone's mind, teach someone something, and bring somebody through and help them grow through a situation that they're currently growing through. Right? It's all a growth thing, and we will all get through it. Again, thanks for listening to Changes Love. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful night.